Well, we will go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning because we are just so excited about your word. We are so excited that your word is true, that there is life to it, Lord, and that you said in your word, let every man, God, let your word be true and every man a liar. We greet you. We thank you all for this Seek God's Wisdom Wednesday morning. We thank and praise your God that we can come here on the TMC, hear a word from the Lord, oh God, and that we will go out today full of your wisdom because you told us that you would give it to us without reproach, without fault finding. Father, we thank and praise you for the platform that we have here, the TMC call. We thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who were faithful, oh God, and who sought you, who sought the wisdom of God as they started this call. And, Father, the fruit of their labor is evident, and in all the chimes we hear each Monday through Friday morning. Oh, Father, continue to guide them. Continue to order their footsteps. Continue to be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their favor. Continue to rain down favor on their lives in Jesus' name. Bless them and their families, we pray. Father, and the same blessings upon the Diaz de Leon family. We are so thankful, and not only are we thankful, but we are grateful for their mission. We're grateful, oh Lord, that they have changed lives, and we just pray the same blessings upon them. Now, Father, I thank and praise you for my sister Tammy, who will bring forth the word this morning. Oh God, we know that you have already fired her up, and she is ready to go, as our president would say, with a word from you. Oh God, that that word will transform our lives, Lord, that that word will bring forth wisdom as we go out about this day. Bless sister Tammy, Lord. You know what she stands in need of. Bless her going out and her coming in. And now we clear the airwaves with the blood of Jesus. It has, you know, the airwaves have already been washed, are purified, and are ready to take whatever the sound waves are from coast to coast by way of this phone, because you say, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And we praise you today. And Father, we just thank you for your word. And we thank you, Lord, that you told us that you would give us that wisdom. And Father, we know that if we don't feel right about doing something before we proceed and the Holy Spirit isn't in it, we won't do it. And we give you praise this morning. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family, and I will now turn the call over to our host, Sister LaShawn. Sister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear. Bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Welcome to the call this morning, the master's call. We are so excited in the Lord, and we are so excited that you joined us this Wednesday on Seek God's Wisdom First. And James 1 and 5 clearly states in the English Standard Version, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So I touch and agree, amen, that is so. Glory in his name, hallelujah. And we all know that we are going to seek God's wisdom first. Well, they had, you know, they say, you know, proceed with caution. We say proceed with God. And you did that this morning by getting seated and spiritually blessed through the master's call this morning. We are here Monday through Friday to serve you through the Lord. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. So, Master's Call family, we begin this call in prayer. We end this call in prayer. And that is to encourage you and to remind some that God is working on our behalf as long as we have a fervent prayer and faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, these two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, they had a mandate given by God about 2 years ago. October 25th, 2010, they came with this call, the master's call. And again, they followed God's mandate to the T. They had the scripture, which is found in Psalm 88:13. But unto you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And the mission statement that I've read previous. Now, what I ask you to do is go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com and seek the messages there. Look at the wisdom that was given and archived for your buffet pleasure. And I say buffet pleasure because we are chewing on the Word of God and giving it to somebody else. And there is an array of messages on there for you to choose from, just like when you go to a buffet. Amen, saints? So I suggest that you go and look at the archived messages that are there and spread the word. Tell a friend. Help save a soul. We also ask that you email us. There are some of you on this line right now, hallelujah, that are it's your season to become a prayer intercessor. You are ready to do it. God has been pulling on your heartstrings, and it is time for you to email us. So go to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. There is no such thing as being a prayer expert. Some of you might be saying, well, I don't know if I know how to pray well enough. I don't know if I'll be able to do this the correct way. Well, I tell you this, if you love the Lord the way that we love the Lord, there is no such thing as a right and wrong way. It is a Holy Ghost way, and God will lead you. So please go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com to learn more about us, and then email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Send us your praise reports. Send us your testimonies. Send us your prayer requests. And also let us know that you are now ready to become a prayer intercessor. Directly following this call, our godmother, Ms. Dorothy Cook, has her motivational call. You see, the thread that binds us together is Artist International, which is a Christian-based company. They are sold out to the Lord. The Diaz de Leon family love the Lord, and this is why they are blessed and being a blessing unto someone else. Ms. Dorothy Cook's call, her number is area code 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300, and the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. And I will repeat this at the end of the call. So, family, this morning, this mighty, victorious woman of God that is coming on was actually on yesterday and had us all jumping up, screaming hallelujah to the word. She has it fresh from the Holy Ghost Press. And without further ado, I am bringing back to you and introducing to some Minister Tammy. Are you there this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn. I am here. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. And good Amen. Morning to all of you on the Master's Call. We thank God for each and every one of you for joining us here today to hear a word from the Lord. And amen. I'm telling you, it's hot off the press. Praise God. I am just a servant of the Lord, but I am Tammy in South Carolina, and I thank God for my mentor, Minister Robin Wilson, so glad and so thankful that she's back on the line this morning. I thank God for you in my life and, of course, for our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa. Praise God for you and thank you for your faithfulness, not only to the call, but to the people of God and your wisdom that you've given us through this call and for this platform that you and Dr. PK have been so obedient to the Lord to provide. So let us go to the Father this morning, to his throne room once again. Lord God, I come before you humbly this morning as your servant, Father God, thanking you, Lord, that you have entrusted, Lord God, your spirit into me. Thank you, Father, for abiding in me. And on this day, Lord God, this day I stand to proclaim the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. As you download it into me, Father God, it shall be given to your people. Unhindered, Lord God, unbound and unchecked. I thank you, Lord God, that the airways are clear. Lord, prick our hearts and our minds now and let us be open to the wisdom of God. Let it flow, O Father God. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy and precious name. Father, I thank you for the blessing of God being upon us on today. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Master's Call family, I want to thank you this morning for giving me the opportunity to stand before you. The Lord has taken me yet again to a different place today, but I thank God that I hear his voice clearly. I thank God that he is ever present in my life and that he is the head of my life, and I thank you that he has a word for you this morning. I was waiting and listening for the confirmation to come, and I heard Minister Willard this morning saying that Today is a day about wisdom, the wisdom of God. And we need the wisdom of God to take us through these times that we're in right now. The Lord has always provided for his people since the beginning. He is saying that he's provided you with time. He's time and time again with the word of the Lord to take you through every situation, amen, to take you through your testing and your trying, to take you from testimony to triumph, amen. And so he wants you to be victorious, but he always is a man of his word, amen, and he always has direction for you. He tells us to seek wisdom. Oh, that there is goodness in counsel. Hallelujah, that you will succeed if you meditate on his word and if you believe his prophets, amen. So we thank the God above who is a living God who knows our situation. He knows where we are, and he knows what we're going through during these times. And I thank you, as the Lord has said, that it is judgment time in the land, but that the people that love him shall be spared. Amen. And he wants to make sure that we know what we need in order to have this life that he has promised, a life more abundantly. Amen. So he has taken me to the sign of the Sabbath for today. He wants us to know, as we're going into our journey, the sign of the Sabbath is what we're going to focus on today. The title for this message, amen, will be the sign of the Sabbath. And where we're coming from is in Exodus, amen. I opened up the Bible this morning and it took me to Exodus in chapter 31. And the second part of that chapter gives you just a little bit of history. Is, again, we told you about Moses, amen, who was the man who was going to lead the people, who did lead the people out of their bondage. God chose him. He was a man that no one may have known much about, amen. And sometimes God will put you in hiding, he's saying, until it's time for you to come forth and show like gold, amen. But when he brings you forth, you will do the work of the Lord if you avail yourself to do so. So Moses opened himself up to the Lord, and the Lord had made him certain promises. He told him that I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens, and all of this land of which I have spoken, I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. So Moses had a promise. He had a promise of Isaac. He had a promise that he would have this child. But, amen, we know the story about that and how Moses and his wife, Sarah, tried to get in there and work things out on their own. But, you know, we have to wait on the Lord's timing and all of these things. But God is saying that this is a time where I am restoring. This is a time where I am blessing. Oh, not only do I have judgment for you, but I have blessings. This is a time where I'm doing exceedingly abundantly. The heavens are open, and I want my children to be blessed. He says you don't have to wait until you reach the promised land. He says, amen, that if you come and keep my Sabbath holy, if you will observe the sign of the Sabbath, amen, that I have good things that I'll bestow upon you, that life that is life more abundantly that my son Jesus told you about. He says you don't have to wait until you come into glory. He says, I have it for you now. Oh, my God, this gets happy when I think about it, amen. Thank you. You don't have to wait until you close your eyes. You don't have to wait until that fateful day. Oh, my God, but he says that I have things that I'll give you now. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all that's contained in it. My God, I get happy just thinking about it. But what he said about the sign of the Sabbath, as Moses began to take the people out of the wilderness, God said, I have some rules for you now. I've given you my word, and we know that my word will never return to me void. You are going into your promised land. But he said, when you get there, I don't want you to forget me. When you get there, I want you to keep these rules because you're holy and you're set apart. He says, I want you to remember whose you are and whom you belong to. So, amen, he wants us to remember where we came from. He also wants you to know how to be successful when you get in your promised land so you can stay there, so that God can raise you up to heavenly places, amen? So what God told him in 31 and 15, he told Moses, for 6 days' work may be done, but on the seventh day there is a Sabbath of complete rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that about God. We don't do a lot of brimstone, and pastors don't all the time now, and teaching about hell. But God said that I am the same God. I am the God that was yesterday, the same in Malachi. The same yesterday, I am the same today and forevermore. Now, in that time, he was telling them that thank God for that, because when Moses came back to him, he made a plea to God to save the people. Said, God, you brought us out of Egypt. Now, what will they think if you kill the people because of their disobedience? So God took a step back and he said, you know what? I changed my mind about the harm which he said he would do to them, but he would not do it to his people. And that was in Exodus 32. in verse 14. So he's a God that will hear from his people. He has asked us, he has said to us, if you will humble yourself, my people that are called by my name, and turn from your wicked ways, if you will fast and pray, if you will turn your face to the wall, I will hear your prayers. I will hear from heaven, and I will hear the, heal the land. So the Lord tells us that there are ways that we can escape his judgment. There are ways that he will have mercy. He is a merciful God, but he is still the God that he was on yesterday. He still requires us to be holy and set apart because he wants us to be that light. He wants us to shine. It's the salt of the earth that preserves this nation. It's the salt of the earth that preserves this earth that keeps the enemy from devouring us all. Amen. And the Lord says that I am your protector. He says, I am a shield about you. I am a loving God, and I want you to know that I am here for you. I hear your cries. I see your frustration. I hear your struggles. Now, come unto me and get rest. He says, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened. Come unto me and get rest. Find rest in his Holy Spirit today. So the Lord wants us to know that the sign of the Sabbath is holy unto him. He says that he will give you the information that you need. And he took me up to the skill crafting, which is in 31 at the beginning. He was telling Moses that as I give you these instructions, Moses, I understand that you don't feel like you know what to do when you get there. Well, Lord, how do we do these things? How are we going to build this tabernacle? How are we going to do all the things that we need to do? Lord, I don't think I have it in me. How am I supposed to be successful when I get there? So the Lord told him, have no fear. And then he said that because I have filled him with the Spirit of God. He has given him the names of the people who will help him. And these were people of a certain tribe, the tribe of Judah. So in 31, he told them, I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all kinds of craftsmanship. Amen? So how many of you know when you get into your promised land, you're going to need all kinds of people to be there with you? You're going to need those people that are going to encourage you. You're going to need those people that are going to guide you and lead you. You're going to need mentors. But God says that I've already put it in them. I've already given them everything that they need. Some of them will be cutting the stones for setting. Some of them will be carving of the wood. Some of them will know about this craftsmanship. But they will also have the wisdom. They will also have the understanding. Amen? So God is saying that you will have everything that you need, but there are certain things that I need you to do as you go into your promised land, as you take up this restoration that you have, as you are no longer fearful of the giant, as you are prepared to come into your purpose, Lord God. Hallelujah, for the promises that I have given you. As you prepare to take on those, he says there are certain things that I need you to know, that the sign of the Sabbath is holy, that I have certain blessings for you. Oh, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings. Hallelujah. But he says that he wants you to have the wisdom of God to do so. Amen. And so he says in verse 17 of 31 that it is a sign between me and the sons of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth. But on the seventh day he ceased from labor and was refreshed. Amen. He says when he had finished speaking with him upon Mount Sinai, he gave Moses the two tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written by the finger of God. So this was not what Moses wanted to say. This is not what Moses wanted to do. Amen. But this was the word of the Lord. As Lord gives it, then we must give it to the people. And we thank God for his word. We thank him because, Lord God, he says that he has promises for his children, those who will obey him. Amen. If you look over in Isaiah, he tells you that keeping the Sabbath, oh, it's a wonderful thing. He tells you just above that in 58 about the observing the fast, that you will do this, Lord, to break the yokes and the bonds. But then he comes down in verse 13 of 58 and tells you about keeping the Sabbath. He says, if because of the Sabbath, you turn your foot from doing your own pleasure on my holy day and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and honor it, desisting from your own ways, amen? If you turn up, he says, from seeking your own pleasure and speaking your own word. Now, how many of you out there are doing that on the Sabbath? Now, it doesn't matter what day of the week. We understand that Saturday is the real Sabbath for Israel, but amen, God says that you pick the Sabbath day. In this nation, for Christians, it's usually on a Sunday, amen? That's my Sabbath day because that's the day that I chose to set aside that's holy unto the Lord, amen, and to keep his word, amen? So the Lord says that when you do these things, what does he promise you? Then you will take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth, and I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. And amen, hallelujah. How many times has he already said to us that his word will never return unto it? But he has promised it must be. He says, so will my mouth, as he said, that the water, not that the rain comes down from the heaven, and so does the snow. And it doesn't come down without watering the ground. It doesn't come down without watering the earth and making it bare and sprout. This is in Isaiah 55. so will my word be which comes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Amen. So whatever the Lord has promised you, he says, I'm faithful to do it. But there are two things that I want you to do. He gave Moses those tablets, those two tablets when he came down from Mount Sinai. Moses found the people running amok and worshiping idol gods just in that small amount of time that they had been left alone without the leadership. They had gone and run amok. The Lord said that there's too much foolishness in the land today. There's too much sinning going on. He's not a God that will allow sin and wickedness to go on. That's why, you know, you don't have to worry about what someone did to you. You just need to learn to love your brother. Learn to love your neighbor as God has told you, and you will receive the blessings of God. He's going to give you everything that you need as you go into this promised land. He has promised to restore, and he is a God of his word. He has said it, and it shall be. Surely, surely, he is the God who has declared the end before the beginning. So he's given you that Omega, as Dr. Vanessa teaches us. But now you got to start at Yalcom. And as you run into that promised land, as you see those promises and you declare to the enemy that I shall not die in this wilderness, that I shall go forward, and you have the spirit of Caleb, he says, let go of those things that are binding you. Let go of those things that are holding you. Let go of those chains that are holding you back and take on my Sabbath day. Don't be afraid to proclaim the word of the Lord. Saints, you got to do it on your job. Saints, you got to shine the light wherever you're standing. In the darkness, you got to illuminate yourself. The Lord will bless you for doing so. He gives you the protections, amen? He said that I will be a shield about you, amen? That I am your refuge and your fortress. Therefore, I give my angels charge over you. They take you up in their arms, hallelujah. And you need the protections of God. So as you go into this new land, hallelujah, he's letting you know that there are things that he's requiring of you in order to maintain that protection. And God is a father. Oh, he's a husband to you. Hallelujah, he's going to give that one to you in a little while. But my God, he's a wise God, and he wants you to be successful. He wants the enemy to know that I am still in charge. Oh, yeah, he allows the testing and the triumph, but it's to bring you forth that goal. Amen. So he says, keep the sign of the Sabbath. If you do this, hallelujah, then I'm going to put you on high. If you do this, hallelujah, then I'm going to bless you. And even the man whose child takes it upon himself to do it as well, to keep him, oh, his name shall be blessed. Hallelujah. God has great blessings for his children. Amen. He says, keep the sign of the Sabbath. Understand that it's the holy day. It's important to the Lord when you come in into his presence. It's important to sing and to praise him. It's important to get your victories. Hallelujah. And this is how you would get it. He said that you will delight in the Lord. And how many of you know that? The man who delights himself in the Lord, oh, he gives the desires of his heart. He's a good God, amen? He's a giving God. So there are things that he has for you when you keep the sign of the Sabbath. He says that I have blessings for you that no man can take away. But the sign of the Sabbath is important for you as you're going into this time. And I don't know who this is for on the line, but somebody is going into a new place. Somebody is going into a place where they feel there are many giants. And the Lord is telling you that that's okay, sweetie, because I've got your back. He says that's okay because I'm with you. He says do not be afraid. Be of good courage. Hallelujah. Be courageous and know that the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. He's going to give you the land that your foot steps on. Hallelujah. The land that he promised your fathers. Hallelujah. He said his children are about to rise up. Hallelujah. Oh, and rule nations. My God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for the word of God that has come forth. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you to keep the sign of the Sabbath. Amen. The word of the Lord has gone forth on this day with the promises of God. Amen. To encourage his people, Lord. Amen. To give wisdom to his people and to teach you, Lord God, what is holy unto him. So on that Sunday, on that day of the week that you choose as the Sabbath, the Lord says, keep my day holy and I will do for you. Hallelujah, what no other God can do. Hallelujah, I'm a living God and I'm a living spirit, amen? And I wish to give you a life, and life more abundantly. He's ready to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even imagine. Hallelujah, but he says it goes according to the working, the power in us. Hallelujah, so the power in you must be great. Go forward with courage, hallelujah. Believe the prophets of the God so that you can have success. Believe his prophets, believe the word of the Lord because it will never return to him void. The sign of the Sabbath, amen, is a holy day unto the Lord. So all of you under the sound of my voice today, the Lord is saying that there are good things in store. Rush into your promised land. This is your time to come forward. This is your time to shine. You are the light that I have called you to be that sits upon that city hill. Now, the giants in the land have already been turned. I snatched their hearts from them, and they belong to me. He says, possess your land. Your restoration time is here, and it's now. But keep the sign of the Sabbath as you go forth and get all of the great joys that I have for you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, for this word, and bless your people. LaShawn, I'm going to give it back to you, Minister LaShawn. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tammy, for that awesome word. Okay, Devil, you are a liar. You are not going to interfere with this call. Again, I thank you so much, Minister Tammy, for such an awesome word. We are now going to bring forth our prayer request. Directly after our prayer request, we have a few announcements and encourage you to go on to Ms. Dorothy Cook, our Platinum President, her motivational call. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for the word that you have put in the belly of Tammy this morning. We ask now that you please refill her as she graciously gave all that you told her to give. Father, Lord God, thank you for the word that has come forth and those who are touched and agreed upon what was said. Thank you, Father, Lord God, for the clarity of the message that you have given this morning. Someone out there, Father, Lord God, is saying amen or ouch, Father, but we thank you for that. We now ask that you please watch over Ronnie. Please watch over the phone connections. We rebuke that in Jesus' name. We already know that that is the enemy trying to interfere. So we already speak and declare that phone line interference for Ronnie will be diminished. Phone line interference with Ronnie shall cease in the name of Jesus. We also thank you for the clarity for those who are on a master's call and other calls. We thank you so much, Father, Lord God, for the clarity and training that we already know that we need, Father, Lord God, for everybody on any kind of conference call. We declare and decree that all codes or systems or buttons or computers, all that is needed in order for these calls to come forth are automatically restored in Jesus' name. We ask that you please be the binary codes. We ask that you be the electricity, Father, Lord God. We just ask that you be all that you can be in order for these calls to continue to come forward. We also thank you for Christina. Thank you for the presence of God that is in her. Thank you for her prayers, not only for her family and neighbors and friends, but for people she doesn't know. Thank you, Lord, for removing the spirit of procrastination from her body and her mind. We cancel any kind of assignments that are against her or anybody else that she prays for in the name of Jesus. We also ask that you watch over Susan, Pastor Susan's family. Please watch over them as they mourn the loss for Mr. Oscar and for Candy. We ask that you please watch over them and give comfort in knowing that there is no mistake. So let the Edwards family know that, God, you are still present and that all will be well, and you will give them the comfort and strength that they need in order to get by day by day. We also ask that you watch over Jackie. Thank you for her steadfastness. Thank you for her calling on the line. Thank you, Lord, when an enemy tries to knock her off, you bring her back up. You know, you say if you fall down seven, you stand up eight, Father, Lord God. So thank you for her getting up that eighth time. Thank you for the praises that she was given. Thank you for the thanksgiving that she was awarded, Lord, with her family and the rest that she was able to get. We also ask that you watch over our evangelist, Gwen Beatty. Thank you for fillabottleandsavealife.com. Thank you for the saints that are sewing in so graciously to assist this sister who freely gives her life and her love to you. We ask that you please watch over her mom as she goes to her day program. Allow her to have the strength with the changes that's going on in her life. We thank you for the gratitude that you have given to evangelist Gwen Beatty and her mother. We thank you for the love that has been blessed upon them from their family and friends in Chicago and through throughout the nation. We just thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for removing the taste of addiction from those who are in need. We thank you for being in the hospitals, Lord, when those are afflicted or in need. We thank you for going into the operating rooms, Lord, and flowing through the doctors so they can know exactly what is needed. We thank you for going to the streets, Lord, and removing those gangbangers out of those places. We thank you, Lord, for all you have done for all of your children, even the ones that people say can't be saved, Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you know it can be so because you are our sovereign God. So now, Father, as we close this prayer, we just ask that you please keep us building like Nehemiah. Keep us having faith like Job. Keep us shouting like David, Father, Lord God. Break us from the yokes of sin and all kind of other tangible things from the enemy, Father, Lord God. We bind him back down to the pits of hell because he does not belong here. He is trespassing in the name of Jesus. So we already say, devil, you are a liar, and you are not welcome here. Father, Lord God, thank you for the thanksgiving, your blessed giving, your praise giving, and, of course, for you being God and giving so much unto us. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. So, Saint, before the benediction, because we're going to bring Minister Tammy back on, I just wanted to remind you to please get on Dorothy Cook's call directly after this. That number is area code 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. Gail, Money Making Mathis, will be on telling you about the benefits of Artists International. And if you go on a call and like what you hear, go back to the person who told you about the call. Go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them, what exactly is Ms. Mathis talking about? And they will be glad to tell you. So again, Mathis Call family, we encourage you to go out and be a minister in the marketplace. We thank you so much for tuning in. And now I will turn the call over to Minister Tammy for us to close us out. And until tomorrow, everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord. Minister Tammy, are you back on?
Amen, Minister Sean, I'm here. Thank you so much. Father, as we prepare to leave this call, but never, never, never from your presence, Lord God, we thank you for the word of God which has come forth on today. Father, we thank you for the blessing of wisdom. We thank you that there is safety in a multitude of counsel. Father, we thank you for the word which you have given on today, Lord God. Prick our hearts, Lord God. Prick us in our souls, Lord God, and let us keep the sign of the Sabbath. Father, for thanks. For we know that you will surely be pleased. Lord, we thank you for giving us the strength, Lord God, to set ourselves apart, Father God, in this time. And surely as you have created heaven and earth in 6 days, Lord, we thank you for the courage that we shall do the same, Lord God, doing the good works of the Lord as we go about, being the ministers in the marketplace. Father, I thank you that your word encourages someone on today. Thank you, Lord, that they have received the blessing that you have prepared for them, especially on this day, Lord, that you have given us. Now, Lord, I ask for the protections of God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over your people as they become enlightened to your word. I cancel every plan of backlash, retaliation, and revenge from the enemy right now. Satan, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that your people are blessed and your angels have charge over them. In Jesus' name, we say amen, amen, and amen. We love you so much. Thank you for the word of God this morning. Bless all of the people, and we will hear you on the Master's Call tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.